Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I bet it's Yoko, and she takes off her hat. She takes off her flower. She's a tampon, I think, on that show.
Apparently, that sound drives cats nuts.
And humans.
And humans, right.
Yeah, but the cats react badly to it.
Yoko was on...
what I've heard on the email.
Yoko was the tampon last night on The Masked Singer, and they revealed her, and that was what... Because everybody said, oh, they heard her sing there. That's Yoko. Apparently, everybody says it was Brett as the banana. You got the audio?
Yeah.
Let's hear some. That's him.
All this aggravation and satisfaction in me. A little more fight, little less fight, little less fight, little more fight.
Dancing?
Sort of.
Yeah, go look at it.
Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes, listen to the music, dig to a summer breeze. It's a good night, I can show you how to use. Come along with me, put your mind at ease. Little less conversation, little more action, please.
Oh, it's totally him. Yeah. Now, that group of people, not exactly hip to some things. I mean, it's a common name. People know who Brett is. He's pretty famous besides just what he does for, I mean, probably besides The Rock. But you're talking Ken Jeong.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
Blurred Lines guy. The
yeah.
Thick hockey heart, yeah. Hockey heart attack.
Alan Thicke's son.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy's on there. I think Nicole Scherzinger. Of the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, she's annoying as hell on that show. And that's saying something because Jenny McCarthy's also on there.
Yeah.
Yes, Brett. You have to get kicked off first.
Yeah.
And then they get you.
Then you reveal.
All right, sounded pretty good, though. You nailed that song.
Because they had like eight people on stage and they reveal one, apparently. And it was Tony Hawk was the one that got kicked off.
Oh, what can Tony sing?
Tony Hawk. I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Tony Hawk was dressed up like an elephant.
Right. He lasted longer than Chaka Khan.
Oh, Chaka Khan was on there.
Yeah, she was
got
on
kicked
that
off
too.
Last week.
Yeah.
Well, they do have a lot of singers on there. They just pick one. I guess people. I was telling these guys earlier that I remember watching an episode with Patti LaBelle, and she had mentioned that she can't even tell her family when they pulled her face off
because of the non-disclosure.
Yeah,
they
I guess
have
they don't
anybody
know, and so you know.
That's true of every show.
But that I heard two sentences, and that was. Brett's cadence and sound like his voice. So,
yeah, yeah, it was the timbre of his voice.
Yeah, right.
No doubt.
And
he's the banana. Now I can finally ask somebody, what's it feel like to be singing in that stupid costume? Because they have a little hole. I mean, the microphone can fit in and probably tries so you can actually sing in those things. Yeah. But it's got to be brutal.
No, there's
right.
No hole.
It's a screen.
Just, yeah, it's just like a screen.
Right,
you can't see through.
Right.
We all have little holes where the microphone can fit in.
Yes, we do.
If you try hard enough.
Right. Yes, we do.
And if you don't, you should get that checked.
Yeah.
Some are littler than others.
Yeah.
Oh, Craig's got a hole in his neck, but that was because of second opinion.
Two.
It's accommodating.
Right. You know, it's funny. I'm getting I mentioned yesterday that a glass of wine makes me sleep better, and then Dr. Mina... As she is to be, she's so damn nice. She actually emailed me and said, "Well, give me what do you do before bed?" I said, "Masturbate to Indian porn." No, I didn't say that. I should have said that. Damn it, I should have said that. It's better to say it on the air anyway. It's funnier.
Not Native American.
No. Curry fever porn. I should have said that. that. Whatever. She wanted to know how would I, sleeping, blah, blah, blah. And, why do you think you're awake? I said, well, I wake up because I just wake up, you know. And I called beers last night, so I slept like a baby. So it worked again.
No, I went.
It worked again.
For the third consecutive night without drinking.
Well, I was in a bar, and you can't not have a beer in a bar. It's just not possible.
Here's what I find, though.
Craig, it's not possible for alcoholics. Don't look at me that way.
I didn't look at you.
So what I want to say to Dr. Mina, that's for the the next text I'm going to say, thanks for your advice, but I'm going to get a second opinion.
Thank you.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, if I don't drink, I find myself, I got a bottle of Gatorade, bottle of water or something while I'm watching TV, and then I'll have some sleepy time tea.
Well, and, that's it.
I end up, because, I'm drinking more for what, I'm drinking when I'm drinking.
Yeah, but you're drinking more liquid and you're peeing more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think with drinks, I actually pace myself a little more. I'm not slamming vodka.
Yeah.
I'm nursing them over the course of the evening.
You're nursing your Gatorade. You don't want to get hammered on Gatorade.
No. But no, I'm not nursing the Gatorade. I'm not nursing the tea.
You're boozing that. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
The booze I nurse.
Yeah.
The other stuff I don't. Yeah. And I end up waking up in the middle of the night. I don't sleep as well, but I feel a little more rested when I get up in the morning.
My problem is, we've all talked about this. Trying to go back to bed and you can't sleep. That's what bugs me.
That's the worst. I've not had a problem
with
that.
And that's everybody out there. Unless you're 17 and you lay down and sleep for 10 straight hours.
Yeah, it's strange.
Man, I miss those days.
Right. When you don't drink.
Remember when you're that age and 17, you go to bed and wake up the next morning? You just woke up the next morning and you got up.
Through college, you could just pass out for 12 hours, man.
Oh, in college, I'd wake up the next afternoon.
Right.
Yeah.
I just mean you slept the whole time.
Oh, yeah, you never got up. You were out.
You were just out. And enjoy that while you can, by the way.
Okay. You might have woken up, but you don't remember it. You went back to sleep right away. I think Doc Mina can back me up here.
I got a second opinion on that.
When you don't drink, you don't wake up feeling hungover.
Well, you do vodka, too, man. That's a lot. Vodka is a hangover drink, and I love vodka, but it's definitely a hangover. I don't feel that way with a beer or a glass of wine, but if I drink vodka during a week, I'm a little hung.
But I think that streak is going to
end. I'm a lot hung, actually, Craig.
Probably tonight, because I'm going to be at an airport today.
Yeah, me too.
What else are you going to do
as
you're waiting for your plane?
Drink.
I mean, I can't not sit down and talk to the bartender for a little while. She loves us.
Yeah. A note for our Deadpoolers. Saw this morning.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, the killer. One of those guys you forget's alive.
He's 84.
Okay.
Really? I would have figured him for like 97.
Yeah.
He's recording a new album.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Isn't he in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a stroke.
He's in a wheelchair and kind of,
He had a stroke last year. Didn't think he could play the piano again.
Yeah.
He got back in the studio with T-Bone Burnett, the producer.
Oh, yeah.
And Jerry Lee told Rolling Stone he was just going to sing on this new album, but figured out while he was in the studio that, he can still play.
Would be funny if it was just
despite his stroke and his mobility issues.
Ching, chong, chong. It would just be like me playing the piano. It'd be funny if it would sound like. Don't tell him.
He can still do it.
The killer.
So, just a note for our Deadpoolers.
He's fine.
Fine-ish.
New album out, 84.
Fine-ish, but still strokey.
Yeah, I'm going to set that one
aside. He's been strokey for a while, man.
T-Bone Burnett did some music for one of the True Detective series.
Oh, he's been all, he's,
was,
he's on everything.
I think it was the first season.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the McConaughey, Woody Harrelson one.
The Alexandra Daddario one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how I prefer to remember it.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen... I know that you know this exists.
All right.
I'm going to assume that you know this exists. Have you ever seen an episode...
God.
Of the crime drama Criminal Minds.
Nope.
No, I haven't. I'm aware it exists, but I
That's
don't
with Joe
watch
Mag-
it.
Pagliola, right? What's his name?
Whatever.
Montaigne.
Yeah. I watched
that guy.
Yeah, I was up late one night and he was on Fallon. No, he's on Colbert. And I know who he is, the actor, but yeah, he was talking about their final season.
They finished up 15 seasons last night.
I don't watch any of those.
Never
and
once.
People watch,
CSI. Never once.
Now, that's an example of one of those shows that if someone is on that, to many people,
they know exactly what
they're famous.
Oh, really? Yeah. Famous.
To us,
right.
We've never heard of them before.
Now, that guy's been on a bunch of shows.
Yeah,
that's different.
Montaigne,
but there are other people, right. There's other people, those shows that make their hay on those, and we don't know who they are.
And they've been on them for years.
And they're famous. Right?
Famous.
Yeah. Right.
Now, 15 seasons probably translates to 8 years.
You know, no, they don't do 2 seasons.
Not on this kind of thing.
Not on network.
Okay. Not network.
05. Yeah, it says 05.
They don't do 2 seasons, spring and fall, like reality. They just do one.
Yeah, that's what Survivor does. Survivor's on its 40th season.
Yeah, they do two a year.
Yeah, reality is different.
Right.
Reality's still different.
It's only its 20th year.
The Voice and things like that, they'll do two a year.
Right, because they did a Survivor category on Jeopardy the other day, and Alex was blown away. He thought they'd been on the air longer than he had, because he's been doing it 35, 36 years. And then somebody filled them in during the break. No, no, it's only 20 years, but 40 seasons. Because that's
40. I don't even care. 40 different segments, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's.
No, reality is different.
Reality changes the name.
Right. They do 2 seasons a year generally.
So somebody's heartbroken. The show's going away.
322 episodes.
Yeah. And that's just one of the Criminal Minds. Isn't there criminals?
And they're like, no.
I think that might be the only one. There's the CSI,
there's
variations. There
was no spinoff of Criminal Minds at all? There had to be.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
But again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that the one with Marissa Hargitay?
No.
No, that's Law and Order.
No.
Yeah, that's the SVU. That's the sex one.
That's right.
Right.
That's the one that 9½-toed Luke loves.
Special
Freak.
Victims Unit.
Well, they take it right out of them. The headlines, basically, yeah.
So, sometimes.
Oh, speaking of that.
Luke likes that because it's freaky. Luke's a freak.
Like that 11-year-old giving birth in Missouri? What's that?
No, thank you.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that.
Yeah, I didn't read the story, but I just want to throw it out there.
You don't need to.
I know. I saw 3 people were arrested. That's all I cared about.
Good.
Yeah.
But, now, there have been some spinoffs of
Criminal
Minds.
See how horrible that sounds, Catholic Church, right there? 11-year-old getting pregnant. See how horrible that sounds? Okay, remember that. Remember
it doesn't seem like any of these lasted very long.
Oh, there were some spinoffs?
Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior.
Oh, Jesus.
13 episodes.
All right.
And Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, 2 low-rated seasons.
Okay.
And then they did a version in South Korea and a video game version.
Yeah, they do a lot
sure,
of those
that
overseas,
was real fun.
Right?
A video game?
Yeah.
Oh, because the kids love the Criminal Minds.
The game would require players to examine crime scenes for clues and help solve murders.
They DVR and watch it every night. Well, this show's been on the air 26 seasons.
And those are year-round.
Yes. Continual.
Well, once in a while, there's a break.
Actually, this is our 27th season.
It is.
Right around now, me and Todd got together. Met Craig 8 months later.
Wow.
Met Craig's mom. Let's push his mom right about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Saw him get older.
So technically,
then hired him.
Yeah. Right. We'd be on our 28th season.
Yeah, 28th season now. Starting right around now.
If it were reality, we'd been on the 50-some-odd.
Yeah.
52.
54 seasons.
Right.
54, yeah.
Something.
28 years of looking at each other's dumb ass. Jesus.
Trying to figure out which is the ass, which is the face. Sit up. I am.
I even forgot about
hell,
that.
I'm closing in on 20 years of
we're tired of
wandering
at you 10
these
years
halls.
Ago.
Yeah. And the back of your head.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So you mentioned the Catholics.
Nah, I didn't mean to.
You mentioned when you guys got together.
Yes.
That was in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it was.
Roman Catholic diocese in Pennsylvania filing for bankruptcy protection.
Cool.
Due to the flood of sexual assault lawsuits.
Which one?
Taking a page out of the...
Harrisburg.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Harrisburg diocese.
Good.
They say they're in need of right-sizing. And bankruptcy protection is the best way to do it.
Hey, better start giving.
It was in 2018
that
they figured out that more than 300 priests across the state had molested more than 1,000 kids over decades.
300?
Oh, I thought they were checking the size of their victims.
300?
A recent appellate court decision has created a path for victims to sue their diocese. Not necessarily the priest.
I don't think the governor there is a big Catholic. I think that he's not protecting the church.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that depends.
I heard
on
that
the,
happens sometimes.
The state legislature.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, that is what you hear.
Yeah. Stop playing with kids. Yeah. Hate to be controversial on this subject. I hate to be. Our boss says don't be too controversial. He never actually does say that because he tells us to say what we want. But yeah, it's just I hate to be controversial. But stop, you and the Boy Scouts. I saw a great Onion headline about the Boy Scouts. It says, Boy Scouts confident they can overcome the stain of bankruptcy.
Right.
That's funny.
That's that. We'll screw up your credit.
Oh, yeah.
For 7 years.
Good luck getting a house, Boy Scouts.
Right. Good luck getting another credit card.
Right.
That's not collateralized. Yeah.
And the coronavirus death toll continues to rise. I heard this morning that apparently bats, they're giving us coronavirus all the time. This one just kind of sticks.
Oh, the bats do?
Yeah.
Oh, so I might have had it and beat it?
Well.
A bat never bit me, though. We don't know.
Right.
Yeah, the Humane Society lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got the shot, so they killed the rabies and the coronavirus, maybe?
Apparently.
Okay, good.
That's
good to know.
Powerful enough to do both.
Good to know.
Apparently, I was hoping to get some input from Skin Dog on this.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not.
But
obviously, not stopping up today.
No.
Yeah, I saw.
Don't
an
tell
ad.
Him we're not on the air live tomorrow, so he shows up. Serious, don't tell him.
I didn't realize until just now that I forgot to tell Hog Wild. I should probably text her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but we're
yeah.
still getting other food today, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I saw an ad out of England.
Yeah, tomorrow's a best of. We get a long weekend. Need a break. We've been on the air since Christmas.
Yeah. So do you. We know.
Oh, the audience does.
Oh, yeah.
Need a break from the show. Don't get me started on that.
People seem to like that. So you'll get a break from the show tomorrow.
No, you won't. The show will be on tomorrow.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And you probably haven't heard hardly any of it.
Yeah. It'll be funny.
Yep.
I promise.
Greg Morton will be here today.
Looking forward to
early,
that.
Early, too. I think he's coming in early.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of cousin talk yesterday.
Yes,
here's
we
one
did.
I can actually understand from our
good.
Facebook Messenger page. Amy says, my grandmother and her sister married my grandmother, our grandfather, and his brother. So a couple of sisters marry a couple of brothers.
All right.
Double cousins.
Yeah. Family is full of double cousins. Basically, their children.
How many of them limp?
Are genetically closer to siblings than cousins.
Yeah, be siblings. Yeah. As long as they're not banging each other.
Anybody with
fine.
Three knees, like we talked
no,
about.
No, because they're not actually going to be messed up because they're
far enough removed.
Well, and the mother and father were not related.
Right.
Right.
Basically, they're genetically, yeah. If they bang, that would be messed up.
Yeah, if right. the double cousin banged the double cousin,
right.
Then
yeah.
Ooh, I think things get muddy.
So she says.
And you get a litter there, and one's a runt.
Yeah. One would need to double up on even the cousin rubbers in that instance.
So I was hoping Skin Dog would be here for this. I saw an ad out of England where Naked People, the British Naturism is the name of the group.
Yep. Bats, by the way, are chicken of the cave,
yep.
According to Champ.
Chicken
was,
of the cave?
That was in Anchorman 2.
Oh, it was?
Champ
okay.
goes away and he starts a chicken restaurant, but he's actually serving bats.
Oh, jeez.
British Naturism is the group of naked people out of England, and they're going to rent out a bowling alley for their naked bowlers.
Don't you think your nuts are going to, like, just that walk up and you move your leg, and if your nuts are hanging, that's not cool.
And then the little leg kick behind you?
Yeah, that shouldn't affect your, you're doing something wrong if your nuts get involved in your.
No, your walk up, your nuts are hanging. No underwear.
Motion.
No underwear.
Yeah.
you're walking up with your legs kind of close together.
That shouldn't be a factor.
Well, if you got long nuts, and you do.
But again, the visual of just that, you know, the follow through with the leg kick behind you.
Right, that's what I mean. Just you're kicking your leg. Your thighs are close together when you're kicking.
But that little hand dryer thing on the ball rack becomes and, way more useful.
It is the ball dryer at that point.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Somebody's going to be straddling
that's
that thing.
That's right.
Yeah, but if it's airing out, you probably really don't need it.
Yeah, but I'm sure it feels good.
Oh, you want to? I'd sit on that thing.
Well, ask those people. Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Three holes, no waiting.
Right, Carl.
Ask the naked bowler. How that blower thing.
Oh, can you see?
So you get a couple of
naked
games, you get shoes, you get a buffet and a drink from the bar for about $25.
Still got to have shoes because you got to slide, right?
Well, that's protocol.
Wouldn't it be excellent to walk into a bowling alley and everybody in there is naked bowling? No, it wouldn't be.
It would be great. It would be a great story.
Yeah. Your bowling leagues are not usually the hottest places.
Bowling shoes and wrist guards.
Right.
Nothing else.
That's it.
Yeah, it seems the pros don't use the wrist guards.
These guys are not pros.
They don't.
These are not pros we're talking about.
No, we're not.
The pros don't even need, about half of them, holes in their ball. Because they just hang on to it and spin it that way.
Yeah.
They do the two-handed approach.
Again, why have the holes if you're not going to use them?
Right. That's
what we keep saying
to
you.
Three holes, no waiting.
That's right.
Well, I think the custom balls for some of the PBA guys don't have holes.
Right.
The spare ball might.
I saw a bunch of those, the spare ball,
the last time.
Yeah. You know,
guys coming in with their rollers.
Two-ball bag.
So, yeah. Two or three.
You two-balled
sometimes.
Freak. We should ask, I don't know if LD goes to any really nice places. I think they're just like, I always picture these naked communities just like a camp cafeteria.
Yeah.
With card tables and a crappy pool out front and maybe like a little kiosk for alcohol and that's about it. It doesn't seem fancy. Am I wrong? You think? Middle of country, and we're not talking about the Caribbean here. He was at a Caribbean one; it's probably pretty cool. But I just picture like a shack in the woods with a pool.
I think it's
and
nicer.
Everybody's just naked.
It's nicer than what you think it is, but it's not what, Caribbean resort. Yeah,
right,
nice.
Right.
I bet it's not that bad.
Right. You don't hear about luxury all inclusive naked resorts. It might be optional. At some place.
Yeah. One he goes to.
How about the one in Jamaica? You could have walked naked on the beach there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was really cool.
Oh, that was optional. Yeah. It wasn't required.
Yeah, that's what they call that. It's
hedonism.
Yeah, hedonism.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a few of those. We know some people who've been to some of the nudie beaches in Jamaica and stuff.
Oh, well, that's where your buddy's.
But I don't think they have a bowling alley at the one LD goes to.
Did you see Pete Lee naked?
Yeah.
And his ex-wife.
Yeah, his ex-wife is who I wanted to see naked.
Wow. Pete Lee is the one I want to see naked. Yeah.
We could just ask him next time.
He'll just do that for you, I'm pretty sure.
Say hey.
Yeah.
I will.
Nothing but that arm brace.
I shouldn't be so shy.
Comedian Greg Morton will be here later on. You see his ass if you go see the show. I don't know if he's still showing his ass or not.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right.
At the family show?
Not the family show.
Okay.
And he didn't pull his ass out in America's Got Talent either.
No.
They said, don't pull your ass out. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.